Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's been a major mystery in the art world for a very long time. There's a toilet. It's a gold toilet, and it's worth $10 million, and it's being sold by Sotheby's, or up for sale at Sotheby's this week, and no one knows who owns the toilet. But what we do know is it's this $10 million gold toilet. I even have a picture of it. Look at that thing. It's gold, and it's a toilet. Crazy,
right?
That's
amazing.
News has just broke on who owns the toilet. The owner of the $10 million toilet, who is now selling it because this person bought the toilet back in 2017.
You already know.
The person selling the toilet, I am so excited because I think the guy's going to take this money and buy something special.
Yeah.
That person is Steve Cohen.
What?
Steve Cohen is selling the $10 million toilet.
Why? Why did he even own the $10 million toilet?
I don't know.
Did he commission the $10 million toilet?
No, he bought it from an art gallery in 2017.
So it was always art. It was never a functioning toilet.
It's a 100 kilogram of solid gold 18 karat toilet.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't leave that as art. I'm sorry, you have that much money, you buy that, you got to feel what that feels like, right?
Yeah, you got to sit on it at least.
You got to.
You think Steve's Putin is that what you're asking?
How do you not?
What I'm kind of disappointed by, like if Steve uses the money and buys us a reliever, cool. I kind of think he should have put the toilet in Citi Field. Imagine there being one golden toilet at one of the random bathrooms at Citi Field.
Someone is on the golden toilet.
and like every year it moves to a different part of Citi Field.
Oh, I mean, by the seventh inning, they're all golden toilets. But
that. You want a $10 million toilet so some guy could go number one all over it that has had a few beers?
That's
not a great piece of art. I'd rather have a middle reliever.
It would be kind of a cool feature of Citi Field.
No, You're missing it. He's not signing a reliever. He answered this. He's trading one bathroom piece for multiple. He's using this to put the urinal dividers in Citi Field.
That makes sense. Anyhow, here at 5:06, it is time to conclude what has been a week-long project here at Evan and Tiki, Cinco de Peno. In honor of how brutal that Blue Jay loss was, each of us has taken over the Cinco de Favo every day at 5 o'clock with our own list of our most painful losses. Tommy Lugauer did it successfully on Tuesday. Sean did it on Wednesday. I unveiled my list yesterday. And now it is Tiki's turn.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get started, of course, you need it. You want it. Your Cinco de Peno intro music.
Welcome to Cinco de Peno. Grab a bagel and your tissues too. We're ranking all the heartbreaks we've been through. From Queens to the Bronx, from the Garden to the Rock, it's a symphony of sorrow, so let's unlock.
Cinco de Peno.
Bill. From number five to numero uno, we'll crown the king of heartbreak, you know.
Oh, cinco de peino.
We bleed blue, orange, and gray. We'll laugh at the pain, 'cause it's the New York way.
Pano is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere.
All right, I put a lot of thought into this, obviously, because I played the game. A few of these, most of them, are going to be from my playing days, but not all of them. So, let's go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five is Super Bowl 35. This was the Super Bowl in 2000. As we all remember, we got beat the crap up by the Baltimore Ravens. The reason this is bottom of the list, it had to make the list because obviously it was the one Super Bowl that I played in. The reason that it's the bottom of the list is because in the moment, I thought I was going back to another Super Bowl. It was early in my career. I was 26 years old, wherever the heck, however old I was. And I didn't feel like, man, I'm never going to get another shot. That was my shot. And we lost to the best, one of the best defenses in football history, period. And so they laid the whooping down. It was what it was.
I love that.
Number four.
Just real quickly to stop you, this is Evan had a big theme yesterday about how you felt in the moment if you would get back.
Well, yeah. Look, the beautiful thing about this list is it's the pain we have and how we determine it. And I did follow suit with that, Teague. Right. A few games that didn't make my list stunned people. And I said, yeah, because I thought I was getting back. Right. So it's pain in the moment for me, and it certainly sounds the same way with you.
100. But it was pain, but not devastating.
Gotcha.
I was too young and dumb and thought I would get back to another Super Bowl. So number four, you guys know I'm a Liverpool fan. I became a Liverpool fan in 2018 because my brother is a Man United fan, and he kept saying, soccer, you got to watch it, you got to watch it. And I said, why? It's boring. And so he said, pick a team, and you'll fall in love with it. And so I picked Liverpool in 2018. In 2019, they won the Champions League, which is all of the European leagues playing. And then and the next year, they won the Premier League. And so I was like, wow, I picked a winner. And so I started to get really invested in it. And then in 2022, Man City, who cheats all the damn time because of the financial fair play rules, but whatever, they have all the best players. It was Man City and Liverpool fighting for the Premier League. Like, every week, it was like, did they win? We won. They won. They won. They lost. They drew. We drew. And it came down to basically the last weeks of the season, and Liverpool lost by a point. 93 points to 92. That's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is that I said, at least they'll win the Champions League, Liverpool. So they're playing in the Champions League against Real Madrid. And in the Champions League, they outshot Real Madrid 24-4.
Holy crap.
24-4.
Damn.
Only one of those Real Madrid shots was on goal. 9 of Liverpool's shots were on goal. One shot was on goal by Vinny Jr., and it went in.
Wow.
And Liverpool loses 1-0
in
the Champions
God.
League final after losing the Premier League by a point to Man City. So that was devastating. That was painful. Damn. As a passionate fan of Liverpool.
I already could see the headline from these giant beat reporters now. Tiki Barber ranks Liverpool soccer game as more painful than Super Bowl loss.
No, that's not. Well, the first one. Yes, the first Super Bowl loss.
Number three.
All right. You guys know I grew up a Redskins fan. So the strike year, which was Super Bowl 17.
82.
1982 was 83 Super Bowl. So 83, 84, the Redskins are amazing.
Right.
14-2 in the regular season. They get right to the Super Bowl, and they're taking on the mighty Raiders. Raiders get off. They block the punt and score right away. So it's 7-0. So all of a sudden, as a kid now, I'm not even 10. I'm 9 years old at this point. So I'm watching this game intently, and the Redskins get down early, and then in the third quarter, it's 9-28, and I'm thinking, oh, still a chance, because you're young.
Everybody's got to calm down. Tiki does that. Now continue.
Yes, but it's 9-28.
Well,
yes.
Okay.
I call my team first. 9-28. 28-9, whatever
thank
it is.
You, thank you.
And I feel like, man, we still have a chance. And then Marcus Allen does something that made me a Marcus Allen fan for life and broke my heart. He started left. It was an outside zone play. Gets stopped. Reverses field, not even like facing the field. He reverses field, like the other, turns the other way, comes back towards the middle of the field,
puts his foot in the ground.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Go 74 yards for a touchdown. Game's over. It's 30-35. I think I shed a little bit of a tear because I knew my team just was destroyed. Now, we ended up winning a couple years later with Doug Williams and a black quarterback.
So yes.
Restored my faith, but it was painful in the moment for a 10-year-old.
Look at that.
I love it.
He was a sports fan as a kid, damn it.
Our Redskins loss is higher than the Giants Super Bowl.
Number two.
We already talked about this one, the 2003 wild card game. San Francisco, New York Giants were up by 24 points, and there's no reason we should have lost. It's not, it is what it is. That one was painful because I started to feel like, man, I'm getting old. Mm. And I knew I wanted to play my brother because if we would have won, they won their division. We would have played them in the divisional round in Tampa, and I think we would have beaten them because we had a good run game. We had a good team that year. And it was just painful how he lost. Richie Soyberg gets called for a legal man downfield. He reported eligible. He gets pulled down by the shirt, the collar of his jersey. They don't call pass interference, and the refs run off the field. They don't even talk about it. They call the flag. It's over. We're arguing about it. They run off the field. Game over. It was painful because we couldn't even argue.
That was number five on Tommy's list and number one on Sean's list. So this made three of the four lists. Obviously, it wasn't going to make mine.
But. And that would have been number one on Tam Hopkins' list, as we all know.
And finally, number one.
Number one.
The 2005 wild card game against the Carolina Panthers. So we hosted this game. We had the backstory. We knew that Wellington Mara and Bob Tisch were both ill. Going into this season, Coach Coughlin said, T, 2005 is the team of record for the New York Giants. And I took that personally because I had a really good relationship with both Mr. Mara and Mr. Tisch. And so that season was my best season by far. 1,800 yards rushing, 500-something yards receiving, at 23 whatever all-purpose yards. It was second at the time in the history of the NFL. But it wasn't by accident. I rushed for 200 yards three times in that season. And it was because of what that season meant to the Giants and to our owners. And so we get to the wild card game, and we're playing the Carolina Panthers at home. We should beat them.
You got killed.
We got destroyed. This was like, you know, the third and 29 that the Denver, who was that? The Eagles picked up?
The Freddie Mitchell play?
No.
Donovan this past McNabb. Week. Oh, this past week, right.
The third and 29.
Yes, yes.
The Carolina Panthers were doing that to us. And it was frustrating, and it sucked. And after the game, I said, we got out everything,
yes,
including out-coached, and got in trouble because of that. But the only reason, and the reason I said that was because the message was, we'll get them next year, right? Well, we have a good team. We'll get them next year. But to me, it was like, next year doesn't mean jack. This was the year of record.
Right.
This was the season that we're supposed to go deep into the postseason, try to win a Super Bowl, because both of our owners passed away in the season, and all season long, that was the narrative. It was the reason I had that year. And so it was painful to the point where I almost retired. So I played another season, but the reason I fell, I don't want to say out of love with football, but it lost something for me was because of how that season ended.
Wow.
So that's number one painful, but it's number one painful by 18 miles.
I could tell.
It's not even close.
No, I could tell. I could tell on your voice.
Number one. That's my number one.
That's a great list.
It really is.
The eclecticness. You got a little fandom with Tiki as a kid and then as an adult with the games. I love that.
That was a very good list. You've also inspired me. I am now on a mission. We have the WFAN archives here at WFAN. I want to find Mike and the Mad Dogs open to that Giant Niner.
Mm.
It's not on YouTube, but we have archives here. I'm just so curious, like, what they said, the approach. So I promised that in the next 2 weeks. And I'm also curious to find my overnight open after you lost that game. That's your most painful loss as a human. Because I'm curious what I said.
Yeah.
I'm curious if I was like, look at that Tiki. Right. What a jackass.
I'm curious.
Probably not, by the way.
Now that we did this whole exercise and hearing Tiki mixing match, Evan Roberts, you listed your five painful games. If you could have inserted, I don't know, a Twitter baseball loss in there or something,
no.
Would you have done that?
No.
Is there anything in your athletic
Not
career?
Even close. I can't even remember one. That's how little I cared about actively competing in sports. Like, I enjoyed it, and I was always this way. It's probably my biggest flaw.
Mm-hmm.
This Tiki's going to look at me like I have 10 heads. I played sports because it was fun. I never cared about winning or being successful. Mm. I just cared about, this is a good time.
Yeah, you took the school kid approach.
I really did, and most people don't, because even when you're a terrible athlete like myself, you still go out there and you're like, I got to win.
Right.
I was I just want to have a good time and not get injured. And I loved it. Like, even today, when I go out and play in the backyard, I don't care if I win. I try to teach that to my kids. They do not agree with me.
good.
I know, you're like, good.
Let them have some fight. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Kevin is in Camden. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, guys? First time caller, but long time listener.
I appreciate it.
Evan, you mentioned yesterday you would get John Moran from Brooklyn, right?
Yes.
I would do that too. I'm not worried about the attitude of Moran, because I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna make a comp. Tiki Barber, you would appreciate this because I'm a Giant fan too, grew up with that.
Go ahead.
Kerry Collins, when the Giants signed him, it was universally hated.
Pan.
I think Ernie McCarthy was the GM who signed him, and he was getting killed for that.
Right, because he bid against himself.
Yep, and nobody wanted him. Everybody said, "What the heck are the Giants doing?" You know, and this is gonna backfire. Yeah, I forget exactly what happened with Collins, but it was a bad thing. Nobody wanted him. Giants took a chance on him, and he won.
Well, I don't want to speak out of turn on Kerry. I think he had substance abuse.
He did. He was an alcoholic.
Okay,
and he quit drinking, and he's been sober ever since to this day. So that was 20. 5 years ago?
So it is fair to say...
26 years ago?
It is fair to say that a part of the opportunity that led the Giants to acquiring Kerry Collins was that unfortunate issue he was dealing with.
Yes.
I also, quote, Jason Kidd was accused of domestic abuse.
Right.
It allowed the Nets to acquire him. Keith Hernandez was doing cocaine, I think. Mm. It allowed the Mets to acquire him. And I'm going to say this quickly because I don't want to get into an argument about this because not many people care. The Brooklyn Nets would be doing a disservice to not bring in Ja Morant when it's going to cost you nothing and you're bereft of talent. I don't want to hear about tanking. You're going to tank anyway. You're going to suck anyway. Who are you building around? You don't even play your rookies. So if you could acquire Ja Morant, despite some of the issues that you may have, whether it's the off-the-court stuff with the guns or it's the arguing with his coaches, it would almost be a disservice to us as fans to not bring him in. I mean, Cam Thomas and a future first? Let's go! So it's a debate for a different day, but yes, I am passionate, and I agree with Kevin bringing it up again.
Right.
If I could think of a rhyme, I'll think of a rhyme, but the Brooklyn Nets should bring in Ja Morant. Let's go to Ox in Montville. Hey, Ox.
Guys, how we doing?
What's good, up? Man. What's up, Ox?
Listen, I was calling before to talk about when you guys were talking about the Jets and how bad we are. The truth is it's all Woody Johnson. The guy's a laughing stock. Now, if I'm pretty sure the story is he got his original money because he got kicked out of the Johnson & Johnson family, and then he bought the Jets. Yes, he's made it.
Right.
He bought it for $900 million, made it $9 billion.
Right.
And so he's got the money and he can laugh at all of us. But his field is a joke. His team's a joke. He's a laughingstock. Like, I don't care what circle he's in. There's no way he's a cool dude. And he's just not smart. He had what's his name, from who went to the Patriots? He had Vrabel. Him in the office.
Yeah, Vrabel.
Vrabel. He had Vrabel in the office. The day he agrees to come to the office, if I'm Woody Johnson, I got his contract for 10 years, $100 million sitting there when he walked in. Yeah. I never let him leave.
I think the problem, Ox, is that I don't think Vrabel wanted to come to the Jets.
He didn't.
I think he took interviews and he did all this stuff because you have to when you get fired as head coach. You have to... like keep your name relevant and out there, and that's usually an agent thing. Take this interview. You don't have to take the job to take this interview. I think he always knew he was heading to New England.
I agree with that. I completely agree with that, and I laid this out earlier. When you look at the owner, Bob Kraft versus Woody Johnson, the quarterback, Drake May versus maybe Aaron Rodgers or whomever else, the situation was clearly appealing for him to go to New England, plus his ties there. Here's where Ox is right, and I've made this point about the Mets. I'll make it about the Jets. When the Mets were bidding on Yoshinobu Yamamoto, I said to you the day after they lost him, they made a great offer. It needed to be higher. Mm-hmm. You have to pay the Mets tax.
Right.
You're not the Dodgers, so the only way you're going to get him is a gross overpay. Now, your response was they weren't getting him either way. And my response, if you remember that day, was what if they offered him $400 million?
Yeah.
What if they offered him $450 million?
Right. And he would have been worth it, given what he just did.
Correct. And eventually, he would have said yes. So where Ox is right is when Mike Vrabel is in your room and you know he's using you, you know he doesn't want the job, how far are you willing to go to make him change his mind?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's all the power, which I'm sure they would have given it to him, or the years or the money, like unforeseen money, that was the only way Mike Vrabel was going to take the job. Right. And what I say to Woody Johnson is the same thing I said to Steve Cohen, and certainly the same thing I'll say to any of the other owners of my crappy teams. We are who we are. And the only way to overcome that is an obscene offer. So I say that about Met Free Agency, and I think Ox is right to at least say that about Woody Johnson and Mike Vrabel, that that's what they should have done. Now, I don't know what the offer was. Yeah. Was there even an offer? I don't know.
I don't remember there being a turndown. I just remember he didn't sign.
He didn't sign. So he's in the room, and I would have said after the long interview, I would have said, here's the deal. I'm Woody Johnson. I said, here's the deal, coach. I know you're leaving. You're going to go talk to New England. I'm offering you 9 years. $50 million. Actually, that's not that good. Let me think of something better. I'm offering you 5 years, $100 million.
Right.
Which is unforeseen for a head coach. $25 million a year. I think the highest paid coach now in the NFL is what? $12 million maybe?
Yeah, I think it's... Well, Belichick was making like 19, but it was weird how they did everything because he controlled the purse strings.
Yeah.
So it was weird.
Either way, 5 years, $100 million is a...
Right.
Andy Reid at $20 million.
Okay, so I'm making him the highest paid coach because I'm giving him $25 million a year. So it's absurd, but it's not, I guess, overly absurd.
Right. Andy got up there because he started winning Super Bowls and Bill was making 19.
Makes sense.
That's why.
But you would agree that kind of offer is an over-the-top offer for Mike Vrabel. 5 years, $100 million?
Without a doubt.
Okay. That's actually $20 million a year. 4 years, $100 million. Right. Let me do my math right. That's what they needed to do because the only way you're getting a talent like that is by a gross overpay. It was the same way the Mets were ever getting Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Right. It's free agency. When a coach is free like that, Mike Vrabel, it's free agency. And just like with players in free agency, you're going to overpay in free agency.
And
always.
And in this circle, because there's no cap on coaches, you can overpay.
Yes.
In the NFL free agency, it's tough to really do that. In NBA free agency, there are max contracts. It's tough to really do that. But with coaching, you can do it. Our picks coming up, plus a brand new edition of How Much Does Tiki Know About Tiki? And more of your calls at 888-808-1019. It is 5:34 on a Friday. We got beautiful weather on Saturday, and I think rain on Sunday for that Jets-Browns game. Speaking of Jets-Browns, let's make our NFL picks. And, of course, our picks are presented by the Cash app. Last night, me and Tiki got victories taking the Raiders. Sean and Lugie took L's picking the Broncos. And so our standings are incredibly close. Tiki is 25-25. I am 23-26-1, and Lugie and Sean are 23-27, so very, very, very tight. I'll kick things off by saying we've said a lot of positive things of Drake May today, a lot of positive things about Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots. All this positive talk is ending on Sunday afternoon because Baker Mayfield's going to take care of business. They are laying 2.5 against the New England Patriots, and they came close. They came close to imploding against Atlanta. I think the Bucs are going to roll all over them. This is a comeback-to-reality kind of game. So game number one, give me the Buccaneers laying the 2.5 against the Patriots. Game number one. Game number two, Giants-Bears. I'm going back and forth on this. Mm. How do the Giants respond? And all indications to me are that they aren't going to respond. You talked about the lack of leadership. I'm concerned. I'm concerned that it's going to just continue to get ugly. And the thing about Chicago is they're a functioning football team. They score a lot of points now. Ben Johnson has fixed this offense. Caleb Williams is developing. They run the football incredibly well. So I have confidence the Giants are going to stop the run like they did last week when they made Christian McCaffrey run into the outside look like Jim Brown in his prime. So I hate to say this. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm laying the points with the Bears. I think they're going to win this game going away. Give me Chicago laying 4.5. And in game number three, what do I do with the Jets? They're coming off a win, then a bye. You got Aaron Glenn playing the hide the pickle game on who the quarterback is. By the way, that's the name of the game, hide the pickle. They just traded Sauce Gardner, though they played okay without him. They just traded Quinnen Williams. They're benching Quincy Williams. Yet, for some reason, I think they're going to respond. I think partially the Browns stink. I mean, that's a little bit of it. But I think
partially.
Yeah. Okay. Most of it.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
I think the offense is going to function. You kind of called
it
last week with Tanner Engstrand kind of figuring out how to run this offense around Justin Fields. I think it's going to function. I think Breece Hall's also just going to now be relaxed. Like, screw it. I'm the guy now. I'm here. I ain't getting traded. No thoughts of that. Garrett Wilson coming back is certainly a big help. I think they're going to score a lot of points. So while the defense may not be perfect and it may get ugly, screw it, I'm taking the points. I mean, should the Cleveland Browns be favored against anybody on the road? If this was a non-New York sports talk radio show and we were just making picks, that would be your reaction, like the Browns are favored on the road? So give me the Jets getting the 2.5 at home against Cleveland. I'm taking the Buccaneers laying 2.5 against the Patriots, the Bears laying 4.5 against the Giants, and the Jets getting 2.5 against Cleveland.
All right, let me follow you, Evan. I like the Jets getting 2.5 as well. I'll start with that one. I was a point where I was saying, and the Jets got to prove that they can win games before I ever pick them. Well, guess what? Right now, they won a game, and I feel like they may have found a little something in their quarterback, Justin Fields, getting out of the pocket. Not scrambling and picking up yards with his legs, but I mean backing up, take 5-7 step drops, let him see the field and execute some of these really good throws that he did last or 2 weeks ago, I should say, before the bye week, and then also in week one. I like them, and I think they're going to be invigorated this weekend coming off the bye. So give me the Jets at home to the Browns, lowly Browns, getting 2.5. Lamar Jackson's back. I know you guys maybe didn't see him last week. 4 touchdowns. They look back. Derrick Henry is much better when Lamar Jackson is under center. And the Minnesota Vikings, even though they're home hosting this game, they feel a little fraudish. They're the favorite, but not by a lot. Give me the Baltimore Ravens laying 4.5 on the road. Lamar Jackson's on a mission to get this Baltimore Ravens team, which started so poorly, 1-5, to double-digit win seasons. If he does that, I mean, we can't put him in the MVP conversation, but man, that dude is amazing. I like the Ravens a lot this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. And then lastly, going down to my former favorite team, the Washington Commanders hosting the Detroit Lions. Detroit has not missed a beat losing their coordinators this offseason, especially offensively and especially in their run game. The Commanders have lost 4 straight games. They are without Jaden Daniels, and Marcus Mariota is going to have to try to find a way to outscore, because I think this is going to be a boat race, outscore the Detroit Lions, who have 2 of the best running backs in football right now. It's going to rain down there on Sunday morning, which makes it nice and perfect, mudding football. I think the better run team wins this game. It's a big number, but not big enough. I like Detroit laying 8.5 on the road in Washington. So give me Detroit laying 8.5. Give me the Baltimore Ravens laying 4.5. And give me the Jets getting 2.5.
Sean Morash.
All right, so I'm not picking this game, but Evan made this very easy for me. I was tossing and turning between a couple games. I like the Bucs as well, Evan, but I'm going to swerve away and let you deal with that madness. So my non-local pick here in game number 1 for me, I'm going to Seattle, where the Seahawks, sneakily one of the best teams in football, are only laying 6.5 versus a Cardinal team on a short week, naming Jacoby Brissett the starter for the foreseeable future as Kyler Murray plays Call of Duty on IR. But I think it's a smash spot here for the Seahawks. I think they're going to win this game by a touchdown easily. Give me Seattle laying 6.5 in game number 1. Game number 2, I'll go to your Jetsies here, Evan. In reality, I wouldn't bet this game with my worst enemy's wallet. I mean, 2.5 points, it stinks all over the place. But what sways me in the direction, a wise man once said around the trade deadline, you don't like trading your best players because of what it could do to a locker room the rest of the way. That man was Tiki Barber. At least within this week, how are the Jets without Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams going to get back off the mat? I also think we're going to get a wrinkle. I think at some point you're seeing Shador Sanders make his NFL debut. I don't know how, but I think somehow that's happening Sunday, and wouldn't that just be so Joe B at 4 o'clock on Sunday to have Shador Sanders win? give me the Browns laying the points. Now for our beloved New York football Giants. 4.5 points is an interesting spread here. Wacky weather, wind, Giants basically don't have a kicker again. But this is still a beat-up Bear defense. And I think Jackson Dart's got a little pride in him. And I think the Giants show a little pride this week. It doesn't make sense. Everything Evan said makes sense. But I do think the Giants are winning a football game Sunday. Give me the Giants getting the 4.5 on the road in Chicago.
There you go, Tommy Lugauer.
There's 2 games I want to pick, but they're so absolutely gross that I'm just not going to touch them. They're gross. I'm not going to do it. And especially because I've been just cold, so I'm going to stay away from that. So I'm going to take a good team. In fact, I think it's the best team in the NFC. It's the team I have representing the NFC in the Super Bowl, and that's the Rams. I think they have the best head coach in the NFC. I think they have the best quarterback. And I think they are going to get their lick back this week against the 49ers. Mac Jones starting for San Francisco. I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Rams, game number 1. Game number 2. And Evan didn't bring this point up, but Joe will bring it up on Monday because he always does. Bro, the Jets have always been brutal off the bye, bro. It doesn't matter who the coach is. Jets are coming off a bye.
1-9 in their last 10 games coming off the bye.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
Because that covers a lot of coaches and a lot of teams.
Yes.
So that's that. They traded away players. They're playing a good defense this week, unlike 2 weeks ago when they played a horrible defense. So there's absolutely no way the Jets are going to win this game. That's exactly why they're going to win the game. I'm with Evan and Tiki. It doesn't make any sense, and the NFL doesn't make any sense. Give me the Jets, +2.5 at home. Game number 3. My heart agrees with Sean, especially because of Dart. And I agree, like, there's got to be some wins coming on this schedule, you would think, and this is one that you would circle. But I kind of, my head goes with Evan. This feels like a game where they let go of a rope. Like, there's just too much noise this week. There's just too much going on. I'm not a huge Caleb Williams supporter, but I think the Bears have enough here to cover this number. I'm going to take Chicago laying the 4.5. So I'm going to get the Bears, the Jets, and the Rams. Those are my three picks.
In honor of the New York Giants taking on the Chicago Bears, are you ready to play another edition of How Much Does Tiki Know About Tiki?
Not a lot.
We'll see. And I even pulled clips for this one. I came very, very prepared. First of all, do you know how many times you faced the Chicago Bears in your NFL career?
Well, I know my last year I did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Six.
You did. That's a good call by you.
I feel like I'm going to say twice.
You faced him three times.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
What were the other ones?
Yeah, you faced him in 2000, week 3, and 2004, week 9. Let's go back to the first time you faced the Chicago Bears in Chicago. The only time you faced the Bears in Chicago. You actually won the game 14-7, and do you know who got the game-winning touchdown in that game?
In 2000?
2000, you beat him 14-7.
Ron Dayne?
Who got, you say Ron Dayne? Why don't we take a listen? This is the clip from 2000.
7-7 the score. Here comes Tiki Barber, scores.
That was an interesting play there. Glenn Parker does a good job. Glenn Parker has really done a great job of blocking on this whole drive. We saw some man blocking. Now watch him. Here's Tiki Barber. He's going to come on a reverse. Glenn Parker is a pulling guard. He's going to make a block right there. That's the left guard. This is what makes it. Here he is, right here. He's going to make. He's going to turn up and make the contact right there.
Right there.
When he makes that contact, Tiki Barber, right in behind him, sees it, boom, right into the end zone.
This is why John Madden is so great.
Oh, he's the best.
I had to.
It's not complicated. I have no memory of that, by the way. He's not complicating things. He's not talking about schemes or whatever. It's just like, Glenn Parker does a great job of blocking. He did, on this whole drive, he did a great job of blocking. Now watch this, right? He's going to move. He's going to pull. He's going to come around. He's going to hit him right in that hole. And then, bam, watch. Tiki goes right through it. Like, it's just simple.
I just love hearing him say Tiki Barber. It just sounds so badass. So you don't remember that game-winning touchdown?
I don't remember that.
Do you remember what happened on the next offensive possession?
I do not.
No, you fumbled.
Did I?
In the red zone.
But we still
How
won.
Much does Tiki know about Tiki?
No, you still won. I mean, it didn't cost you the game. I'd feel worse if it did. And by the way, I did look for the clip.
We had good defenses, so my defense always picked me up.
They certainly did. I wanted to find the clip of, like, the fumble, just to hear what John Madden said. But I couldn't find it. Do you know who the starting quarterback was for the Chicago Bears that day? Sean Morash.
Was it Chris Chandler?
No, it was Cade McNown.
Cade McNown. That's
McNown.
Right.
There you go. So that's game number one, week three of the 2000 season. Let's go to the next time you play the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Week nine of the 2004 season. Did you win or lose that game?
I'm going to assume. So week nine, I think we lost because that was Kurt's last game.
Second to last game. That's not bad. But guess who got in the end zone twice? Tiki Barber. Let's hear about one of them.
And here's Barber, and he's in for the touchdown. Tiki Barber with yet another score. And this year, Barber now has scored at least one touchdown in six consecutive games.
About that, look at you.
Impressive.
Six straight games. So they made the quarterback change 2 weeks later. You lost this game to Chicago week nine, November 7th.
So do we have an early bye?
I think so, yeah. I got to go back and look at that. All I know is that's the anniversary today because it was November 7th. Today's November 7th.
I felt like Kurt was 5-4.
He was. This loss dropped you to 5-3.
Yeah. And so he loses again, and then they start Eli.
That's right. So you had a bye week six. Right. This loss dropped you. Actually, let me correct myself. This loss dropped you to 5-3. Actually, I did just
say
that.
Yeah, you said that. You said
5-3. You lost the next week to Arizona to go to 5-4, and then you made the change to Eli Manning.
And then we didn't win until week 16.
Yeah,
17. Yeah.
Took a while. Do you know who the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears was that day, Sean Morash?
This was 2004?
Yeah.
I honestly, I have no idea.
Craig Krenzel.
Who?
Wow.
Yeah. Did he go to Ohio State? For some reason, I think that. I could be wrong.
That sounds like an Ohio State quarterback.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
That's a terrible loss.
Craig Krenzel.
Yeah, that's a really bad loss. You guys lost the game 28-21. Tiki Barber, 21 carries, 72 yards, 2 touchdowns. Let's get to the last time you faced the Chicago Bears. I really remember this game because I've referenced this before.
That was his only year in the league.
Was that it? Really?
Craig Krenzel played 1 year in the league, 5 games he started.
How many did he win?
3-2.
Wow. Well, one of them was against you guys. The last time you faced the Chicago Bears, your final season in the NFL, November 12th, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I've cited this before was there's a play from this game that still lives with me. You guys were winning the game 13-3. It was right before the half. This is not on you, by the way.
Right.
The Bears had a 3rd and 22. And they ran a draw play with Thomas Jones. In fact, I pulled that cut. Take a listen.
3rd and 22, and they run a draw. And that's the biggest run of the night for Chicago. On a 3rd and 22, it's a first down. He stays in bounds, does Jones, at the 46. So the clock keeps going. Chicago has 2 timeouts. That's a 26-yard gallop for the older brother of the Cowboys, Julius Jones.
How about that? They scored a touchdown to make it 13-10. They won the game 38-30. Yeah. And the thing I remember about that game, for whatever reason, was the 3rd and 22 draw to Thomas Jones.
I can't believe that's what you remember. There's a league-famous play in that game.
Really? Can't remember it. What is it?
How much does Tiki know about Tiki? A play that's remembered in NFL lore.
How much does Tiki know about Tiki?
The field goal return?
108-yard return from Devin Hester on a missed field goal.
Yeah.
When was that? In the fourth quarter?
I don't know what quarter.
I don't remember that.
I remember it, but I don't remember.
That is funny that I remember the
That was in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
108-yard field goal.
I remember the dopey draw play, but I don't remember that play.
Right.
Here's my issue.
I had 140 yards in that game.
You did, but I'm about to rip someone a new one.
Go ahead.
So Tiki Barber had 19 carries for 141 yards, 6 carries in the second half. What are we doing? What are we doing? Basically, this is why Tiki retired.
It's brutal.
Sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
Brutal.
By the way, you know how many yards you had on those 6 carries?
How many?
68 yards! And yet he only had 6 carries! I mean, what the hell is going on? And this was...
I also had a broken thumb.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I broke my thumb in the second quarter, and they just taped it up.
That's how much Tiki knows about Tiki right there.
I'll never forget it, because you... Ronnie Barnes was like, oh, that's broke, because it's just hanging.
Right.
And I was like, whatever. Just tape it. Let's go.
What would happen today if that happened? A broken thumb. Would they let you play with that or no?
They don't let you play with anything. We talked about this pitches. Last week.
Well, what would have happened is Ozzie and Woodridge would have called the next day and been like, did you guys see Tiki got hurt there?
Yes.
That loss, you guys were 6-2 going into that game, Sunday Night Football. You lost the game to drop to 6-3, and then the collapse began. You finished the season 2-6. You finished 8-8. You lost in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and there you go.
But we made the playoffs.
You made the playoffs at 8-8, which is...
Because of a miraculous game 16.
So there you go. That's how much does Tiki know about Tiki? I like this one. I like pulling clips. I'm going to start doing that from now on because just hearing old announcers say your name, it's kind of cool. Like John Madden breaking it down. Oh, Tiki, boom, right there, boom. I enjoyed that.
Just be very careful doing that.
Why?
Because as awesome as John Madden is, and Tiki pointed out, I've gone down this rabbit hole of watching all these old games. You kind of find out Pat Summerall was not as great as you remember him.
No.
Well, look.
His call was like, we got Tiki's in for
those. It was heartbreaking for me to watch all these old games and go, ooh, this is what I thought was great in my childhood.
No, right. I agree with you. In fact, that first play that cut again, the first touchdown we played, because we didn't mention this. We were waxing poetic about John Madden, but take a listen to Pat Summerall. He sounds very disinterested in the actual game that's going on.
7-7 the score. Here comes Tiki Barber, scores.
That was an interesting...
I mean, Barber.
Here comes Tiki Barber. Scores.
Scores. Like, if that happened now, awful announcing would be having a field day with that.
No question.
I love Pat, but you're right.
Sometimes... I do, too. I'm just saying, it's not great.
But John's great. I mean, Madden's freaking awesome.
Yeah, his energy is awesome.
Madden called... You know that last clip I played of Al Michaels calling the Thomas Jones run? John Madden was still doing... He was on that broadcast, too, because remember, he did Sunday Night Football for a few years. It was John Madden and Al Michaels. And even at the end, like, he still had that voice, was still just magical. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Matt is in Blue Point. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yo.
Tiki, as well as, you know, 33-year-old Giant fan, you know, a lot of great memories from you back in the day. So I want to say thank you for that, first off.
Thank you, man.
So it's funny you guys kind of led into it, but I'll never forget the week 17, 2006. It was against the Redskins, right?
Right. That's right.
I think you went for over 200 that game, no?
234.
That's what I'll never forget that. It seemed like the Giants were just trying to do everything they could to lose that game. And if you would come back out and break off like a 60-yard run and put you guys back up.
Yeah, that was a special one for me. That was my last regular season game in the town where I wanted to play. I wanted to be a Redskin.
Yeah, that's your team, man.
They didn't draft me, and so most of my big games came against the then Redskins.
You made them feel it.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what, you bastards?
You should have drafted me.
You should have drafted me.
That's what I would always say whenever I saw Charlie Casserly. You should have drafted me.
Make him pay. Make him pay. Kendrick and Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
What's up, Kendrick?
What's up, guys? I want to talk about the coaching conversation that you've been having.
Kendrick, hold on 1 second, Kendrick. Thank you, SNY. Baseball night in New York is coming up next. Brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Go ahead, Kendrick.
Cool. Yeah. So, Tiki, I wanted to talk about the coaching conversations you guys have been having all day. But I do want to give a shout-out. You know, there's coaching trees, there's calling trees. My guy Casey in Rockland, the former player of mine, the Cinco de Pano this week, he was part of my number one painful game. I coached him in basketball, and he was a great three-sport athlete. He'll remember 2018 in the county center, Westchester County Center, Section 1 basketball. That was a tough loss, but shout-out to Casey's good call today. Vrabel, guys, he's the Tom Thibodeau of the NFL. He's doing a great job this year, but I want to see him do something in the playoffs with the Patriots before we, you know, give him all the flowers. He's had an easy schedule, but he is doing what he's supposed to do. With Brian Daboll, Tiki, you know, it's interesting. The Dexter Lawrence conversation last week with Carl Banks, it made me think back to last year when Daniel Jones was benched and then released.
Right.
And if you remember, Dexter Lawrence said he was still the best quarterback on the team. He kind of went against the actions of the coach saying he's the best quarterback, he's still my guy. And then this year when Dart was named the quarterback, he kind of gave that reaction of like, yeah, he's our quarterback now, kind of supporting the kid, but not 100% until he was pressed on it.
Right, not full-throated endorsement.
100%. And then this week, you know, it was the defensive line coach that came out and spoke on Dexter's behalf, not Daboll. I, you know, with Dexter's performance this year, with everything that's been said in the locker room, off the field stuff, I just feel like Brian Daboll is kind of a lost man now because there's no getting back the players, the veterans that he's lost over the time that he's been here.
Right.
And my question with Daboll is, you know, we also talk about now being prepared when the second stringers come up, whether it was Tommy DeVito and he didn't trust him to throw the ball when it was against the Jets a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then Sean and you know, with the Denver game, it was like, we lost our starters, therefore we fall apart. In football, how do you get the second stringers prepared for moments that they're not sure they're going to have? Like, how does a coach go about that? Because I feel like that's one of his biggest flaws that's going to cost the Giants. And with Aaron Glenn, guys, real quick, I'm sorry for ranting here. You know, I kind of support and like what he's doing now with the no quarterback announcement because it's deflecting from Justin Fields. He's taking all the slings and arrows for this.
Right.
And no one's even, like, going up to anyone and asking, like, hey, what do you think about this week or what do you think about last week?
That's it. I brought this up 2 weeks ago. I said one of the – and this is when I was still annoyed at Glenn. I said one of the things he's doing, and maybe this is why he's doing it, is he's deflecting.
Right.
And I gave an example that Bobby Valentine –
about him as opposed to Justin Fields.
Yes. Bobby V used to do this all the time managing the Mets. He'd make some weird controversy about himself.
Right.
And then no one would ask about the players, about other things. And I think Kendrick's right. Like, Justin Fields is being deflected from any questions – because Aaron Glenn is taking the air out of the room with the who's the quarterback game.
Right. But it also it keeps Justin Fields from getting his rightful shine after their first win of the season where he played pretty well. So I guess that doesn't matter. It's more about being consistent as opposed to getting your flowers after one win or one good outing.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.